This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Putin says they started the war in Ukraine, not Russia. He's been giving his State of the Nation address this morning, pointing fingers at the West. Meanwhile, President Biden's in Poland.
The president's expected to highlight the commitment of Poland and other allies to Ukraine over the past year. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Biden would underscore in his Warsaw address that Russian President Vladimir Putin wrongly surmised that Ukraine would cower and that the West would be divided when he launched his invasion.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether the family of a terrorism victim can sue Google for helping extremists spread their message and attract new recruits. A federal law shields Google, Twitter, Facebook, and other companies from lawsuits over content posted on their sites by others. The victim was an American college student killed in a terror attack in Paris. A stark turnaround for the prosecution in the case involving actor Alec Baldwin.
Prosecutors in Santa Fe, New Mexico have dropped the possibility of a sentence enhancement that could have carried a mandatory 5-year sentence against actor Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin's legal team had objected to Baldwin being charged under a version of the fire enhancement statute in New Mexico that did not exist when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed on the set of the movie Rust in October 2021. Prosecutors have dropped that enhancement, according to new court filings. It could have mandated a 5-year sentence in prison for Baldwin if found guilty, as opposed to 18 months. Baldwin and a weapons specialist each are charged with involuntary manslaughter after a gun went off during a scene rehearsal.
The AP's Margie Zarletta. Heavy snow expected from the northeast to the west coast through Thursday, says the Weather Service. Strong winds in some areas. This is AP News. Now some possible help for stroke survivors. The AP's Shelley Adler has this story.
There's new hope for stroke victims dealing with partial paralysis. It's the first of its kind experiment. Heather Rendulik of Pennsylvania could not use her left arm or hand due to a stroke. Researchers implanted a device that zaps the 33-year-old's spinal cord in spots that control hand and arm motions, and it worked.
Everything we did just blew me out of the water, blew my mind that, you know, this technology was helping me improve in ways that I didn't think were possible.
It's not a cure because the effects end after researchers remove the device and far more study is needed. But this stimulator technology already is being tested to help people move their legs after a spinal cord injury. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.